One of the great institutions of the Hebrew Bible is the tabernacle, the Mishkan. And it's wonderful to see how its articles of furniture point to Jesus Christ. In a broad sense, each one points to Christ. For example, the altar on the outside, the brazen altar, represents Christ as our sacrifice. The laver represents and sees Jesus as Christ as our cleansing. The lampstand, Christ our light. The table of showbread, Christ our sustenance. The altar of incense before the veil, Christ our intercessor. The veil, Christ our access. And then inside the veil, we have the Ark of the Covenant. And within the Ark of the Covenant, the two tables of the law, representing Christ, the fulfillment of the law. The manna, representing Christ, again, as our heavenly bread. And then Aaron's rod that budded, representing the resurrected priesthood of Jesus Christ. And then on the lid was what was called, the mercy seat, with two ketuvim looking over it, pictured Christ, our place of satisfaction or propitiation. And blood was sprinkled there by the high priest only once a year, when he took the blood of a goat after offering the blood of a bullock for himself, and he sprinkled it upon that lid seven times. And it satisfied God's judgment on our sins and also removed them. It is significant when we look at the New Testament that there are two very, very good references to the tabernacle. One is to that lid that was on top of the Ark of the Covenant. And in Romans chapter 3, when Paul is writing to the church at Rome, after saying that we are justified freely by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, he says, whom God has set forth as a hilasterion. This word hilasterion is from the same word, or is the same word used in the Septuagint for the lid, the kafaret, that was over the Holy of Holies, or that was in the Holy of Holies, and over the box of the covenant. And what it looks at is the priest sprinkling the blood, picturing satisfaction before the Lord, and then removing it as well, because you don't see sins once the blood is covering it. And so hilasterion, I believe, is pregnant in meaning. God has sent forth Christ as a hilasterion through faith in his blood, unto a demonstration of his righteousness on account of the passing over of sins in the past. This word, then, has to do with satisfaction, that God is perfectly satisfied through the sacrifice of his Son and by his blood, and also expiation, as it looks at divine removal as well. It is also significant that in Hebrews chapter 10, the writer of Hebrews, in speaking of a heavenly sanctuary, comes and makes reference to the veil, and the writer of Hebrews calls the veil the flesh of Christ, which opened the way into the Holy of Holies and most holy place. What a beautiful two text. Romans 3, where we see total satisfaction on our behalf, and Hebrews chapter 10, where we see access, the ability to go into the Lord's presence at any time, because he has already become the veil and opened it for us in the incarnation by his death and resurrection, and then going back to the Father's right hand. May we worship Jesus Christ as the one who is the mediator between us and the Lord, who is our access, and may we understand that He accomplished that by becoming a propitiation, a satisfaction for our sins through His shed blood.